Go fast and heavily. That's right.
Zhou Saichun's daughter is preparing today's dinner for the family. She has two assistants, her mother and her grandmother, both of whom are former cooks.
If you are cutting vertically, just go ahead. Put your hand between them. It's quite easy.
Zhou Saichun's daughter has not had any lessons in cooking, but she boasts that she has a gift, thanks to her mother and grandmother.
Turn it down a bit, just a little.
This is a typical kitchen in Chinese households. Oil is used in almost all of the dishes.
Try Jingjing's dishes. Well done, delicious. I knew you would say that. I don't need too much.
Zhou Saichun won't evaluate her daughter's amateur practice run with her professional taste buds. To the Chinese, dishes for the family need no unique skills.
I don't think you are excited.
Yang Li Jing works for a TV station as a makeup artist. Like her mother, Yang also earns her living with her hands. The difference lies in her irregular lifestyle. Nevertheless, she has a better working situation, comparatively more comfortable and glamorous. Female cooks are rarely seen in China, while women specializing in dish preparing and female chefs are even fewer. Yang never thought about being a cook like her mother. In today's China, cities all look quite similar. If there is still something that can distinguish one city from the others, it must be the diet of its residents or the smells wafting above its streets. The taste of people in Hunan is just the same with the local flower drum opera, strong, exciting, and rough.